Doug Titan with a quick snapshot of holiday spending as inflation takes its bite out of pocketbooks and wallets. Take it away, Doug. Good morning. Worldwide Market Perspective.
Good
Hope you're well.
Morning. Good morning, Jack. Yeah, you know, I've found that the best barometer of holiday spending is how things have been going the previous couple months. And back to school turned out pretty well for a lot of retailers. So I would expect that holiday spending will continue to hold up. It is true. Food is much more expensive than it was a couple of years ago, and that's cutting into everybody's spending. You know, the turkey costs more this year than it cost last year, than it cost the year before. That's true, but I think we'll probably have a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah, well, people seem to find it right, even if you just bump that credit card up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think people have still got some money in the bank. The indication is that people are still spending down their COVID savings.
Oh, no, please. Oh, no. Doug, I love you like a brother. Don't say that word, and don't tell me that people are still, unless they hoarded the guy, unless they're on Moderna and Pfizer's board, that they're still squirreled away COVID savings, because it's going to make me throw up my chocolate peanut butter bar I had this morning.
Well, Jack, I don't know where people came up with the $160 billion that they spent at Walmart this last quarter. That was Walmart's revenues for the third quarter, and that was up 4% from $152 billion the year before. I don't know where they came up with that, except that we've got 3.5%, 3.9% unemployment. I don't know, in the Upper Valley, it's probably 1%. Nobody can get workers here, and we've got income's growing with inflation right now. So I think, but they're growing more than inflation, and so they've been spending more than they had.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. What are your plans for Thanksgiving? You going to be at home or traveling?
Going to be home. The kids are coming here, and then we'll be traveling after Thanksgiving. But going to be home and hopefully get out to Killington to cheer on Michaela. She's coming back.
Oh, yeah, for that early race.
Yeah, for the World Cup race, cheer her on and see if she can pick up another Crystal Globe this year.
Amazing young, great athlete, great person, amazing.
We are seeing one of the best female skiers ever.
Yeah,
I mean that's the astounding thing, is it's one of the best ever. Certainly in the top three of all time, which is really saying something.
Yeah, and when Bodie Miller is cranking it up in New Hampshire as well, amazing.
Bodie was great, but Michaela is truly one of the best ever. This is one for the record books.
All right, Doug. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Doug Tankner, Worldwide Market Perspective.
Jack, have a great week.